Okay, okay. Let me see. What do you call on a fireplace the part, you know, in front of the fireplace, or the bricks usually that stick out into the room, kind of? And you, I guess you'd sit on it or something if you're going to make the fire.
I haven't heard of that.
Okay. Did you have a...
Now I can tell you what do you call that thing where the logs is laid on.
What do you call that?
And iron.
That was my next question. what would you call that thing above the fireplace that you put pictures on?
Mantle.
Okay. Did you ever use a big round piece of wood and put it in the fireplace and kind of build a fire up against it?
No, we never had a fireplace. Never.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, what do you call that black stuff that gets, you know, on the fireplace? It comes off all over your hands. That black stuff.
Soot. SWOT.
Okay. Tell me, back to your drawing here. What kind of furniture? Excuse me. What kind of furniture did you have in the house?
Oh, I can't explain nothing like that because mostly the bed sets were wood.
Uh-huh.
And the other was I can't describe it. But at that time there wasn't such a thing as period furniture. It was just as cheap as possible, plain furniture.
Uh-huh. Did they bring any from Germany?
No. You had furniture stores in those days.
Uh-huh.
So this was all bought in the local furniture stores.
Uh-huh.
There was no fancy. You didn't have any fancy furniture like you had in the big cities.
Yeah.
Like the Duncan Fife furniture and the Hepler White and all that sort of stuff. You didn't have nothing like that.
Yeah.
Then years later came that Rococo. That was it. Pardon my language. There was a damnedest furniture.
Really? Why?
Of course, it takes you days and days and days to wipe the dust off.
Oh.
I like the Danish type. You know, you see? But all this fancy school type stuff, you have to hire two masons to keep furniture burning.
I know.
The damnedest stuff I've ever seen.
I would never have any. I have some early American furniture that I inherited from my mother-in-law. I mean, I didn't want it, you know, but it's free furniture, and what can you do? And it's got these little, like you say, it's got these little lumpy things.
Oh, there's little things on there. I call it Rococo.
It's horrible. It all catches dust.
Oh, man.
I hate it.
You can't wipe it down. You have to wipe it around like Parsons' pair of shoes.
Yeah. It's awful.
Applewhite is good furniture, so is Danish. That's straight, smooth stuff.
Yeah.
And most of the furniture I got in my house, I built most of it myself.
Oh, really?
Out of junk lumber.
My goodness.
I accumulate so much junk lumber.
How did you know how did you learn how to build stuff like that?
Well, my daddy, being a wheelwright, had a sharp tool. I've been around tools as far back as I can remember. See? And then, in 1923, a man came over from Germany because his wife's kinfolk lived in High Hill. So, okay, he settled in Schoenbeck, opened a cabinet shop. I worked for him a few months.
Oh,
God, did I learn?
I learned. Yeah.
Woo! I could never sharpen my saw. He showed me one time that I had it.
Wow.
And a poor man dead 11 years now. I still got it. Okay. To continue his story, he left his turning lay. You know what a turning lay is?
No.
Oh, golly, you got to come up to my place, you see. A turning lay is the way he makes round things. Like all this past, I made tamer holders. I got some in my car now.
Oh, I see.
I sold over $200 away.
Wow.
I get $5 a pair.
Wow, that's a lot of candle holders.
And so he didn't want to take his chisels along. He left them in my care. You're going to ask for them later. That's over 50 years. That's 1925. Think how long ago that is.
Wow.
I still got them. I'm German steel.
So,
I learned from him in 2 months more than from anybody else in 2 years.
Amazing. He must have been a smart man.
He was a graduate cabinet maker. Okay. See, in Europe, you had to save a 4-year apprenticeship before they let you go out as journeyman. He made his apprenticeship in 3 years' time, he says.
Wow.
So
he must be smart.
He was smart. Then he went to Louisville, Kentucky, working in a piano factory there doing woodwork.
So
he died about 1966. I found that out.
Huh.
He was a good man, conscientious about his work, and he really could tell you, I learned a lot. And I learned a lot when I worked in Houston. The company I work for, the combination painting, paper hanging, and woodwork for them. And you know, you learn entirely different.